All right. So speaking of other governmental entities, we have a question about from the audience. If elected, what would your relationship be with the DDA? Let's start with Steve.
I have a great relationship with the DDA because we have a lot of respect for each other. I believe the DDA needs to be accountable to the law, and I think they understand my position. I think that the DDA board needs to understand that they are subservient to the city council that confirms their appointments. The DDA is a very important institution, and I don't think any of us on council or as candidates for mayor have been advocating for the dissolution of the DDA. But I do believe that we've seen that the DDA has been giving us excuses for things that I don't believe are true. One is they're subsidizing the public parking monopoly with public tax dollars. Two, they're cash-strapped and deeply in debt. So when they talk about all these projects they're going to do, you're not seeing it. I didn't see the pedestrian pedestrian lights on Washington. They didn't have the $90,000. All we're seeing is studies. They're delaying. They're talking and pushing things forward. They're not going to do the Cobra Heads LED conversions because they don't have the money. Again, they're deeply in debt, and they need to be accountable also to the law. I think if you just read the media's report about how the DDA used to give TIF rebates to the taxing authorities back in the early 80s when they were first created. And then we were told by the DDA just last year that, oh, they don't give TIF rebates because their lawyer told them they didn't have to because they had debt, even though the history shows that they did. We need to have a DDA that, again, is accountable and trustworthy. And that's where I think the relationship begins, is in trust.
And the rest of you will get 90 seconds on this, too. So, Sabra.
Okay. I attend as many DDA meetings as I can because it's always good to know what people are saying. Was I not loud enough? I apologize. I attend as many DDA meetings as I can because it's always important to me to know what people are saying. DDA makes budget decisions using a lot of money. My relationships with the DDA is cordial, but I don't see anybody as subservient to me. Sorry, Steve, I'm just not big on hierarchy, and I think that that whole attitude of I'm the boss is offensive to lots of people, including especially me. I also think that the DDA is a tool for the city. It's not an entity that's separate, it's a tool. It's a way to really invest in the downtown. I would like to see that the DDA understood that investment is planning maybe, but it's really pouring that money back into making downtown walkable, livable, desirable, and functional. And it's not an easy task because the DDA thinks it's responding to council demands when it responds to one council member or another council member's requests. The DDA doesn't have the mission it should have, and it doesn't have the goals it should have because it gets distracted by whatever shiny object is thrown in front of it the same way we do. And frankly, they want to feel meaningful and vital to the city, and so they're trying to do stuff that I never expected them to do. Cordial relationships are important. They're important to me because that's how you work together. They are not the same as I do what they want or they do what I want. It's collegial.
I guess I'd anticipate my relationship with the DDA to be collaborative. The DDA is made up of a set of business operators, residents downtown, or residents of our city. They're all there in good faith doing what they can with the resources they have available to support the downtown. The downtown is a vital, important part of the city. I would be excited to work with them to achieve our mutual goals. I think that the DDA has done a tremendous job in making the downtown, in helping support the downtown change over the years from a shuttered place to a place that's vibrant and active. The DDA, they're not perfect, we're not perfect, but they are a group of folks, I think, who are doing their level best to move forward with the mission they have, which again is to support the development. And I don't mean that in terms of height, I mean the vitality and energy off the downtown. They support downtown infrastructure. When alleys are falling apart, the DDA is there to help them. These are the city's alleys. I think that they are a resource that the city should recognize and embrace and work with. And I would expect that when treated with respect and openness, that they would they would reciprocate accordingly.
Thank you. Even before I was on City Council, I started to get to know the Executive Director of the DDA, Susan Play, and I will say that we too had a very collaborative, collegial relationship. How that would change as mayor, for it to continue to have a genuine, for a mayor to have a genuine collaboration with the DDA, we need to depoliticize it first. I very strongly believe that the DDA is an important tool of the city, as Sabre said, but what it is more important than not just any tool, it's an economic development tool. They take care of the downtown. We don't really have similar economic development tools outside of the downtown. We don't really have anyone focusing on the city outside of the downtown. We need to educate our public on the role of the DDA and what they do. Last night I was at the opening of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, and a retired business professor from University of Michigan, from Osceola Business, came up and said, will you please at some point explain to me what the DDA does? And this is someone who's been here for 30 years, doesn't understand the DDA. We understand it on City Council, but we need to depoliticize the relationship by educating the public on the value that they do. We also need to continue to hold them accountable. They are an agency. Like an agency, they have to publish their numbers. We need to check their numbers. We need to hold them accountable to what they're doing and what they say they're going to do. We also need to make sure that the DDA takes care of more than just Main Street. They serve other merchant associations, Southview, State Street. We need to make sure that they are providing equitable services across the entire downtown.